Agnes. Maid, cook, underpaid, odd opinions, Scottish, wonderful. The Tenant. Mystery abounds. Young Hawks. Mighty Nigel Hawks, our unlikely vicar. Duke of Islington. The Duke. Well-educated, I believe. The Roman. St. Crispian's resident ghost, whom I've yet to see in person. Mary Barrage, great chum, fellow survivor of Fortitude School for Girls. Jack Hollingsdell, real name? I think not. Mary's pretend cousin. Sophronia March, old friend, artist, currently painting in Italy. Evelyn Stewart, Maxwell's older brother. Maxwell Stewart, January the 31st, 1861, to July the 27th, 1880. May the 1st. Aunt Eugenia's mandate was waiting with a degree of impatience when I awoke this morning. Emma, here are your calling cards. Be ready to use them at my disposal. Come round tomorrow at 11 o'clock to discuss the social obligations I intend to put you under. Be warned. One thing that can be said about Lady Eugenia Spencer is that while she will rearrange your life, it is never behind closed doors. You are invited to view the machinations, even if it is only to gain a perfect knowledge of your own demise. My father would use a term that ran in the pugilistic circles. You must be fighting fit, Emma, whatever else. Most of life is the ability to be ready for what comes your way. So, on the dawn of my rigorous social expectations, I prepared myself for the ring by taking an early morning walk. I walked up the diagonal, then down Traitor's Road. It was very quiet, but as I was nearing the bottom of Traitor's, I met another solitary walker. Observing the unspoken rules of St. Crispian's, I waited for him to greet me first. Miss Lyon. His hair was mussed by the wind, his pale eyes a touch red. Young Hawks, have you been out long? I asked.
All night. I'm just now headed back to my rooms.
Having no set societal answer of what one ought to say when the vicar is out all night, I settled on, I hope you cleared all the tables. He began to nod, then stopped himself, mouth twisting, eyebrows knitting together.
I was at a deathbed, Miss Lyon, not a gaming club.
Uncertain if this was merely information or moral censure, I gave no answer.
However enjoyable the latter might have been, he then added.
Looking around and seeing no one, he looked quite serious, even for a man of the cloth, when he said, Miss Lyon, I take this opportunity to tell you that I know somewhat of your situation. Your cousin,
Archibald?
Yes. He does not often come to Sunday service, but for some reason, he believes the Anglican Church has a confession.
How very Catholic of him.
Hawke's smile was like the flicker of a candle.
Yes, and I honour it. I've even set up a booth in the back office for his use. Admirably, I reined in my laugh. I tell you this, he continued, only to say that I am aware of the difficult situation he has placed you in regarding your financial security. I've no doubt of your ability to rectify what you must, but if you need help in any way...
It was unexpected, this offer.
Lapis Lazuli Minor has been let, and I believe that will help with, well, the situation. But I thank you.
Perhaps a good game of whist at the Cleopatra and a stout drink when the need arises, I joked.
Only name the day, Hawks replied, and that slight smile of his made another appearance.
Your cousin is quite proud of the scar you gave him. He has me look at it on every visit, convinced it has become ever worse.
And here I was thinking there was a curtain with confession, I answered, an embarrassed flush on my cheeks.
Yes, I've had one installed. Your cousin confesses his sins first, and then he confesses yours.